This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliban kathiran kathira. From Abadu, I am speaking today because to continue the series which I started last khatara, we may need to complete that. We were talking about the authority of the ahkam of Islam Sharia. And we said that the first and foremost source of that authority is the Kitab of Allah. It is the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has ruled in His book. The second source of authority, and when I say second, I don't mean less important or anything like this. Second meaning two sources, one explains the other. One is the context, the other one is the hukum, the other one is the context. One is the rule, the other one is the reason for the rule. The rule is the Kitab of Allah and the context is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the authority of the Sunnah comes from the Quran. This is something very important to understand, because there is this group of people in the world, and they have been there from the beginning, which are known as the Quraniyin, who deny the authority of the Hadith, authority of Sunnah. This is a sign of gross ignorance about the Deen and about the usul of Deen. So we are not angry with them, we're just telling them you don't know what you're talking about, right? The authority of the Sunnah comes from the Quran. So if somebody says truly, sincerely, the Quran is enough for me, then he automatically is saying that I follow the Sunnah. If somebody says the Quran is enough for me, meaning I don't follow the Sunnah, then it means he is either talking out of ignorance or mischief, because if the Quran is enough for you, then how come you take something from the Quran and you leave out something else? So I will give you the dalail from the Quran only, so that the people, if there is any doubt in anybody's mind, it will be removed. Now, what is the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to the Quran? I will not mention any hadith. All the hadith which I want to mention are alhamdulillah, 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 sahih and mustanad hadith. I believe them and they are true, but for the purpose of our discussion, I will not mention them. I'll mention only the ayat of the Quran. The first ayat of the Quran I want to mention is from Surah An-Najm, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very categorically and clearly said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Allah said, He does not speak from His own wish. He does not speak from His own volition. He does not speak from His own desire. Whatever He says is what He has been sent to Him as wahi. Right? This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah An-Najm. If anybody has any doubt, go look it up. So first, dalil of the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and see the ayah, that is the reason why it is important to understand the Arabic language. وَمَا آتَاكُمْ. It is a blanket statement. وَمَا آتَاكُمْ. Without any qualification. وَمَا آتَاكُمْ. Whatever He gives you. Whatever He gives you. Gives meaning? Whatever He commands you, whatever He gives you. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Take it. Hold on to it. Accept it. Acknowledge it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ. Whatever He prevents you from. فَانْتَهُ. Stay away. Stop yourself. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Have taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. Inna Allah did not say Ghafur Rahim. Allah said, Inna Allah shadidul iqab. Allah said, He will punish you very severely. Right? Ma ataku. Whatever. Why? Because وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى لماذا الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه بسبب الرسول وما ينطق عن الهوى. The reason why this blanket statement and the blanket command is given, take whatever my Rasul tells you, is because whatever he tells you, he is commanded to tell you, it's not him. That is why in another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul has obeyed Allah. It is not because the Rasul is Allah, no. Is because whatever the Rasul is saying is actually from Allah. Right? Whatever. And then he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تُطِعْهُ تَحْتَدُ. Whoever obeys him will gain hidayah, will be guided. And finally, for those, may Allah make us among them, who want to fulfill the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the greatest bashara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah says, say to those who claim to love Allah, and they make all these claims. Let's just tell them, if you love Allah, make my ittiba. Allah did not say atiuni, Allah said fattabiuni. Allah did not say obey me, He said ittiba. Then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhibbukum. Allah will love you. Allah will love you. Yuhibbukum Allah. And if Allah loves you, what is the boundary condition? What is the minimum? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Your sins will be forgiven, which means Jannah is yours. And this is the first condition, boundary condition. ये तो होना ही है. मैं अल्लाह आपसे मोहब्बत करेगा तो गुनाह तो माफ हो रही है. Now my point is, what is the difference between ittiba and itaat? Allah, why did Allah not say, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the word itaat with respect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has mentioned many times, atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul, atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul. In the whole of the Quran al-Kareem, for those of you who don't know this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Himself with the Rasul every single time. Right? Atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul, atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul. Allah never said atiu Allah faqat, never. But He said atiu Rasul, without saying atiu Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِيعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. Allah never mentioned, because Allah knows that there will come a time people will say, no, see, Allah said obey Him, that's enough. No. Allah said obey Allah and the Rasul, Allah and the Rasul, Allah and the Rasul. And if you want one, obey the Rasul. Huh? Obey the Rasul. Because if you obey the Rasul, you can't go wrong. Because whatever He tells you is from Allah. Now, ittiba and itaat, the farq, the difference is between obedience and hub, muhabbat, love. Please understand this. For itaat, there is a condition. And the condition is hukum. Without a hukum, you cannot do itaat. Hudhaifa is here. If I tell Hudhaifa, you have not obeyed me, you are disobeying me, what will he say? He said, Uncle, you never told me anything. Aapne bola hi kuch nahi. Aap mere pe ilzam laga rahe ki maine aapki itaat nahi ki. Haan, mujhe boliye, phir dekhte hain. Agar maine nahi ki, to boliye. Right? Humne agar usko kaha, bhai, pani pilao. वो लड़का नहीं उठता है, फिर ठीक है हमको बोल रहे पानी पिला, उठता नहीं लड़का. इफ आई टेल हिम गेट मी सम वाटर, ही डजंट गेट अप, दैट इज ओके. आई एम आस्किंग हिम टू डू सम, ही इज नॉट डूइंग इट. बट इफ आई हैव नॉट गिवन एन इंस्ट्रक्शन, हाउ कैन ही डिसओबे? इन द एब्सेंस ऑफ एन इंस्ट्रक्शन यू कैनॉट डिसओबे, राइट? बट इत्तिबा इज लव, इत्तिबा इज इमिटेशन, इत्तिबा इज एम्यूलेशन. You have, you know, youth, for example, they have a particular kind of haircut, or they will wear a particular kind of cap, or they will wear a particular kind of dress. Why? Because there is some so-called influencer, or so some film actor, or some football or basketball star who they are following. So, topi tirche lagayega, he puts his, you know, cap the backwards, or he will do something. Now, if you ask him, you are wearing a cap like Michael by Michael Jordan. I was about to say Michael Jackson. I said, you are you're wearing your cap like Michael Jordan. Do you know Michael Jordan? No. Does Michael Jordan know you? Does Michael Jordan even know if you exist? Nothing. Then why are you wearing it like this? Because I love Michael Jordan. I love Michael Jordan. So I said, yaar, मोहम्मद और रसूल अल्लाह का चाहना है जो क्या है, नबी से मोहब्बत करने वाला जो क्या है, जिसको नबी की मोहब्बत ही वजह है काम करने का, और कोई है कोई? इज देयर एनीबडी हु लव्स मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम टू डू टू लुक लाइक हिम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, टू हैव अ बियर्ड, टू एक्ट लाइक हिम, to be like him, you need dalil, and you need fatwa, and you need this, and you need that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Jisko mohabbat ho, mohabbat khud wajah hai. Fi nafsi hi mohabbat wajah hai. Mohabbat jisko hoti hai, usko dusre dalil ki zarurat nahi hoti. The one who loves, the love itself is dalil. There is no other dalil necessary. तो नबी का जाना वाले है कोई? हमारी रोज सुबह होती है दाढ़ी मुंडा के, इन्ना लिल्लाहि व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन. फिर हम बोलते हमारी दुआ में ऐसे कैसे असर रहेगा भाई? योर मॉर्निंग बिगिंस विद रिमूविंग द साइन ऑफ मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम फ्रॉम योर फेस, देन यू से माय दुआ इज नॉट एक्सेप्टेड. हाउ विल इट बी एक्सेप्टेड? अरे अल्लाह ने आपको बनाया दाढ़ी के साथ. Allah made you with this beard. There is a waqar hai. There is a shan in the beard. Hamare paas Hindustan mein, go to a railway station. Aur wahan pe sainkdon log khade hote hain. Train ke log kitne hain? Wahan us sainkdon logon mein do Sikh hote hain. Wo aapko dur se dikh jayega. Hundreds of people on the railway platform in India. In those hundreds of people, you find two Sikh gentlemen. You will see them from a distance. Why? He has a turban on his head. He has a big beard. Pagdi aur daadi kiska tha? Kiska libas tha? Libas ki shaan nahi gayi. Chahe na gair Muslim na ही ना पहने, अल्लाह ने उसको शान दिया, उसको अल्लाह ने शान दिए लिबास की बदौलत. हमने छोड़ दिया, हम दाढ़ी मुंडा के नंगे सर फिरते हैं. चलो करो. सो आई रिमाइंड माई सेल्फ इन यू लव मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. फाइनल पॉइंट टू क्लोज द आर्ग्यूमेंट दैट पीपल मेक इज वन हदीस about the cross-pollination of date palms. The incident was that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first came to Madina Munawwara, in Makkah there was no cultivation because there was no water, literally water was a problem in Makkah. So there was no cultivation. But in Madina was a oasis, so lots of date palms and gardens and grapes and all kinds of things, cultivation. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking down the street, some people were with him, and he saw some people cross-pollinating date palms, because date palms, there is a male plant and a female plant because the flowers are separate. The male flower has the stamens, the female flower has the pistils, and the pollen has to be physically taken from the male flower and dusted onto the stamens, otherwise you won't get a crop. So these people were doing it. So Rasulullah did not know what they were doing. He asked them, "Kya kar rahe ho?" He said, "What are they doing?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is what they are doing." He said, "Oh, is that right? Oh, I don't know. I don't think this helps." Right? He just expressed an opinion. I don't think it. Now the Sahaba and their desire to obey was such that they did not even need a hukum. Somebody told them, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is something which may not be useful. They stopped doing it. Now, obviously, they stopped doing it. They did not get a crop because Allah ka kharun apni jagah hai. Allah's, you know, the genetic issue of the date palm is there. So, their crop, they had a poor crop that year. Then they came and complained. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, we had a very poor crop." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because you said not to pollinate the date palms." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, I did not command you not to pollinate date palms. I only express an opinion. You are free to deal in your matters of the worldly nature as you know, as you see fit." Right? This is hadith, Hadra Sahih hadith. Now the Quraniyin, the people who want to deny the hadith of Rasulullah and who want to disobey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, "See, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, we need not follow anything he said in our worldly affairs. We can run our worldly affairs any way we like. And this hadith is dalil. This is proof." Now, anyone who says that, this hadith is proof that you have no knowledge. Simple. Because the hadith is very clear. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, in this matter where I merely express an opinion, you are free to do what you want. He did not say, don't obey me in anything. No. But wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a hukum, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, the Quran is dalil that you accept it and you obey it. Otherwise, you have a problem. So this hadith cannot be used for this. If somebody is using it, please explain to them. Sorry, it doesn't work. The Nabi is to be obeyed in every matter, not only in how to pray, or how to fast, or how to do hajj. No, in every matter. The whole of life. Finally, I want to end with this again, ayat of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the parameter of punishment with regard to sin. The usul of the Sharia is that until you say something which is sinful or do something which is sinful, you are not liable for punishment. If you get a sinful thought, or if you get a sinful idea, or if you think something sinful, or if you get a sinful desire, you are not liable for punishment unless you speak that or unless you do it. Right? I don't want to give examples and so on. We understand these examples. Except in one case. There is one case in which even if you have a desire, you are not only punishable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are not even a Muslim. That severe. What is that? Allah said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by himself, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, no, by your Rabb. Who is saying this? Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu. La yu'minuna, they cannot have iman. Haan ji? Iman hi nahi hai. La yu'minuna, hatta, until. Yuhakkimuka fima chajara bainahum. Until they accept your hukum. Doesn't end with that. وَلَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجْ And they do not even have any resistance to that in their hearts. اب سوچو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا حکم ہے, اس حکم کی خلاف ورزی آدمی نے نہیں کی, اس کے خلاف کچھ بولا بھی نہیں, صرف دل میں بات رہ گئی کہ یہ بات جو ہے وہ مجھے اچھی نہیں لگی یا میں نہیں کر سکتا, میں نہیں کرنا چاہتا ہوں. اللہ نے کہا دل میں بھی اگر تیرے بات ہے تو دفع ہو جائے, ایمان تیرے پر تیرے میں ایمان نہیں, دل میں بھی بات ہے تو. حالانکہ یہ باقی ساری شریعت کے اصول اس کے الگ, اس سے الگ ہے, یہ ایک ہی اصول ہے پوری شریعت کے اندر. آدمی کو حتیٰ کہ یہ سوچ سوچ سن سن سمجھ لیجیے, شکوک اور شبہات کو اچھی چیزیں یہ آتے ہیں لوگوں کو, میں کہا اللہ تعالیٰ کے تعلق سے بھی شکوک اور شبہات دل کے اندر آدمی کیا ہے, اگر زبان سے خارج نہیں کیا تو کافر نہیں ہوتا, اسلام سے خارج نہیں ہوتا. مسئلہ بہت بڑا ہے, ایسی بات نہیں ہے, مگر حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ایک حکم کے خلاف اگر سوچا بھی ہے جی, ان دس آیت اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سینگ دیٹ دے کینٹ ہیو ایمان بائی یور رب, دے کینٹ ہیو ایمان, دے آر ناٹ مسلم, دے ڈو ناٹ ہیو ایمان انٹل دے ایکسپٹ کمپلیٹلی اینڈ ٹوٹلی یور رولنگ, یور حکم, یور آرڈر, اینڈ دے ڈو ناٹ ایون فیل اینی ریزسٹنس اور اینی تھنگ اگینسٹ اٹ ان دیر ہارٹس, اینڈ دے ایکسپٹ یور آرڈر وتھ کمپلیٹ سبمیشن, سلیمو تسلیما. And I was explaining that this issue of being culpable and punishable for having a thought or an idea in your heart is only in this case. In every other case in the Sharia, for you to be culpable for something, having a thought is not culpability, is not punishable. If a person feels like drinking alcohol, it's not a good thought, but he is not punishable for that. He will be punishable only if he goes and drinks alcohol. He might have a desire. Maybe the person is an old alcoholic. He has kicked the habit. He is no longer drinking now. Before Islam, maybe he accepted Islam. Before Islam, he used to drink. After accepting it. But you know, this feeling, oh, I wish I had a drink. Somebody else is drinking. Oh, I wish I could get something. In the heart, but he is not saying that, he is not doing it, alhamdulillah, inshallah, he is not culpable, he is not punishable. But in the case of someone, when the hukum of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, and this person does not obey, does not have that, not only does not obey, he may even obey, he might even obey, but in his heart, he dislikes that order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this person has no iman. The position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to understand. People who deny the hadith, they must understand that the entire Quran al-Kareem is hadith. What is hadith? Hadith is the qawlur rasul, is the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So where did you get the Quran from? From the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran al-Kareem is the kalam of Allah, but it came to us بِسَوْتِ مُحَمَّد صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ In the voice of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We did not hear Allah, we heard Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So, I remind myself and you, we end with this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with the azama, with the izzah, with the love and the hub of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and make this a means of our najat and our jannah, inshallah, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand we have a beautiful deen which is based on the kalam of Allah and the sunnah of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which has been beautifully preserved for us by all 1400 years of scholars and scholarly work. Let us follow that. Let us not get sidetracked. by this one and that one, some modern people come out of the, like worms from under stones. No. Follow the people of the deen who followed the Sahaba, who followed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين آمين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.